Ryan Seacrest here. So every great barbecue takes a little patience. And while the food does its thing, you can enjoy a little Chumba Casino. The perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Final hour, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 1063 The Game, brought to you by First Horizon, Big Bank Muscle, Small Bank Hustle. Visit firsthorizon.com/get it all. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Kieser here with you on this Friday morning. We're normally joined by TD at this time on Friday mornings. We caught up with TD earlier in the show. He was with us in the 6 o'clock hour. If you missed it, go check it out wherever you get your podcast. Search Robbie and Rex Road or go to thegamenashville.com. We'll have that up for you. Joe, some news on the quarterback front to monitor today and over the next few days. Diana Russini put it out there earlier this morning that the Rams are set to meet with Matthew Stafford at their facility in person today regarding his future. According to her, both the Raiders and the Giants have discussed a 2-year contract for Matthew Stafford that includes $90 to $100 million guaranteed, and that a decision is expected to be made here pretty soon. Now, Jordan Rainan, who covers the Giants for ESPN, put it out there earlier this morning, quote, "The prevailing thought around the league over the past 24 hours is that the Giants are underdogs for Matthew Stafford, not for lack of an effort, but he would describe them as underdogs, which would presume that the Raiders are the favorite. What do you make of the Stafford news and the decision that, according to Russini, could be coming here pretty quickly?"
Well, Brian Daboll, you got to go out, go to Montana, bring your skis, and just hope you bump into somebody sometimes, you know? Tom Brady just has crazy luck that you don't have. Sorry, my friend. It's interesting because obviously I wonder, does the brother-in-law thing, does that significantly impact the math on this?
Maybe
I mean, some people don't like their brothers-in-law.
Maybe it's impacting it a lot.
Yeah, maybe it's like, hell no. That dude eats all the mashed potatoes at Thanksgiving. No, thank you.
Stay away from that.
Yeah. So it's interesting. And just the Rams part of this is interesting, too. You know, I just, again, Graziano up here talking about Aaron Rodgers as a backup plan. Stilly, you know, the Darnold lover that he is convinced that this is all because the Rams want Darnold, that their plan is, thank you, Matthew. We're going to take the younger guy who fits in this offense and had a really good year. He may be right.
Would Graziano float out there earlier that Rodgers could end up in L.A.?
He floated out there that Rodgers could be the choice if Stafford doesn't come back. But, I mean, it sounds like the Rams – I mean, it sounds like Stillman's wrong, or anybody who thought that the Rams were totally – like this is all because they just want him gone. It sounds like they're wrong. I mean, it sounds that way. I guess we'll just see how it plays out. I guess if he ends up elsewhere, then
– I mean, if you really don't want him to go, he doesn't have to go.
Yeah, I know. I agree. Look, he is getting underpaid. I mean, objectively speaking, I don't see how anybody can look at that situation and blame Stafford for wanting more money. He should get more money. Yeah, at this point, where he is, what he did last year, how they did last year, how close they were to beating the Eagles – the eventual champs on the road, and what he still has as a quarterback. I feel like the Rams are coming, man, and they had such a great offseason last year. You know, I feel like they got a real chance here, and I don't know why you would want to mess that up. I mean, I guess Stafford's wife is annoying.
I have to think they've got a plan, a contingency plan here. It's hard for me to believe that they are just going to sacrifice the quarterback position and have some huge drop off. Now, look, is it just as simple as you don't want to pay all that money the next 2 years for the quarterback position? Maybe, but like you also want to win, right? So like you've got to have some sort of contingency plan if you're them, if you're serious about moving on from Stafford.
Yeah, and I just don't see how the plan is draft. I don't see how the plan is Rodgers. I mean, Darnold, I could see after the way he played last year, I could see that being a topic of conversation potentially.
I mean, I was Rodgers in that offense would be interesting. I mean, it's an offense that he's run. I mean, you know, similar to what he had with LaFleur. So, you know, but he's 41. You know, that's the thing.
I just think Stafford's better than him now. And then also you don't get – I mean, you get – okay, you get Kelly Stafford's podcast, but, like, do you want to compare that to what you get with Rodgers?
He's turned over a new leaf.
With Rodgers, you get hallucinations.
Dean from Old Hickory says, if the Raiders get Stafford, should they be investigated for tampering? I think this should be seriously looked into. You know, Charles Robinson discussed that yesterday on the show with us. It can't really be tampering if he's been given permission to go out there and seek a contract for another team.
Yeah.
So,
what are you talking about, Dean? I mean, Tom Brady's ass out trying to have a nice ski, okay? Yeah. It's not his fault that, you know, that he happened to run into Matt Stafford.
In Montana.
Yeah.
Which is where a lot of people end
According to Rappaport, Rappaport's reporting on this, he looked into this. And according to him, a lot of rich people have houses up there, and these things just seem to happen.
You wouldn't believe the population of Montana this time of year.
Yeah, and you know, Brady's agent. No.
Here, Billings nothing is a fine town.
But in all seriousness, I mean, that's what it comes down to, is that publicly Stafford was given the permission to go out there and do stuff like that. Or, I mean, you know, accidentally do stuff like that.
Right. So, I mean, the NFL's commented on this. It's not going to be tampering. Like, they're not going to look into it for tampering because of that. So, like, I understand the thought, because honestly, that was my first thought too, was, wow, is Brady allowed to do that? And I was like, oh, wait.
Yeah. And of course, McVay and Stafford. Stafford has an incredible knack for meeting people on vacation.
He really does.
Who eventually then employ him.
He probably needs you know, if he's looking to avoid people, get a better planner out there, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, maybe go to, like, Stilly's resort.
Yeah. Or,
you know, I mean, hanging out with Stilly, at least people wouldn't complain about tampering.
But it does kind of feel like the Stafford domino falling, one way or the other, wherever he ends up, is kind of the first step here in the quarterback market. You brought up, you know, the reporting that's been out there. Like, so if you're Brian Daboll and you're the Giants, you know that you're going to have to show some meaningful progress this year if you're going to want to hold on to your jobs, and that's a general manager, that's a head coach, that's all of it. So, if it's not going to be Stafford, is there another veteran quarterback that kind of catches your eye out there? Or, from the Titans' perspective, does that make the New York Giants more desperate if they don't land Stafford to try to move up to number one and get one of the quarterbacks?
Yeah, I mean, based on reporting this week, it sounds like that could be plan B. And it is interesting from the coach GM perspective, because now you're talking about a rookie QB. I mean, I suppose does that just buy you more time automatically, you hope? Because, okay, I mean, if you show, you know, maybe you don't have a huge bottom line uptake, but the QB looks good, you show it, like, this is going to be good. Like, this kid can play. Now, let's go with this. You know, we had a good year with him. So let's keep it going. I mean, I could see maybe you split up coach and GM on that. Who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the safe play is to get a Stafford if you're them and win. But, you know, quarterback of the future. And look, I mean, there are teams or owners who don't want different timelines. They don't want to, like, bring in a rookie to a guy who is known as a quarterback developer and then immediately change things on him. So it could buy you more time if you do that. So, obviously, that's great for the Titans. If they can go down to three, get a little bit extra draft capital, and still get one of those guys. Although, some people don't want one of those guys now because he has a stress reaction.
Take your thoughts on Matthew Stafford, the quarterback situation. Plus, both Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders are speaking at the NFL Combine right now. So we'll get into
that. At the same freaking time, which is pretty stupid.
As well, Nashville's best deal this week from Barrio Burrito Bar in Murfreesboro. At Barrio Burrito Bar, every bite, a celebration of fresh ingredients, vibrant spices, and bold flavors. Dancing on your taste buds like a fiesta in your mouth. Head to thegamenashville.com/deals and get half off a $25 gift card while supplies last. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road here on 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. A shout out to Barrio Burrito Bar out there. Dennis says this show is like a fiesta in his ears.
That's what we're here for. Hey, there we go.
That's what we're here for.
We've had some loud noisemakers today at the party.
We have. Cam Ward And Shedeur Sanders are currently speaking at the NFL Combine, Joe, apparently at the same time. So there's that that's taking place. Cam Ward and our friend Andrew threw this out there on Twitter. Cam Ward says, being the number one pick, quote, doesn't mean nothing. You got to show up every day to compete regardless of where you're picked. I kind of like that. Now, you know, you got some people out there that say, hey, number one pick, very important to me. I love it. Travis Hunter was like, it's very important to me to be the number one pick. Either way you answer it, I'm kind of cool with. But apparently Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders going at the same time here. We'll see what happens. Can confirm they both met with the Titans, so good to know.
Got a quote. Yeah, thank you. Got a quote from Shedeur here. It says, quote, we went from Jackson State to Colorado and changed two programs back-to-back. You don't think I could come to an NFL franchise and change a program again? It's history. It's always going to repeat itself. And honestly, like, the listen, man, if you don't like Shedeur Sanders, that's fine. I'm not guaranteeing he's going to be – I wouldn't predict him to be a great quarterback. I think he'll be a good quarterback in the NFL. I think he's a safe prospect with a high floor. I don't know how high the ceiling is. But, like stuff like Stilly, he didn't win. What he did at Colorado was – Colorado was the worst program in college football. The worst program. Was it all Shedeur? No, I mean, it helped to have Travis Hunter on that team too. You know, they had some good players. They had a terrible offensive line the last years. They have not been able to build a decent offensive line. And Shedeur Sanders produced at a high level and won. He won at Colorado. Yeah, he didn't win at all at Colorado. Do you really want to go through – quarterbacks and their wins and losses in college and try to correlate that to NFL success? You'll get destroyed. Let's do it.
Hey, Joe Burrow won a lot in college.
He did.
Just throwing
how many there. Alabama? Yeah, Greg McElroy did too.
He did.
Yeah, that worked out great. I mean, you can go through this all up and down the list. Vince Young and Matt Leinart were the absolute kings of the court 20 years ago. I mean, on and on and on. And quarterbacks who are great in the NFL who did not win. Did Josh Allen win and where he was? I have no freaking clue, nor do I care.
Could not tell you. Jay Cutler? He didn't win a whole
lot. Yeah, no, there's a lot of wins. Now, Jay Cutler, you know, I mean, not that he's a Hall of Fame quarterback, but, yeah, there's a lot of wins. It's just it's a ridiculous – you know, keep it to what it is. What are they as a prospect? But I bet you Sanders today, right now, is probably saying some interesting stuff. I mean, he's going to be – wherever he goes, the media core there is going to be very grateful.
I feel like there's like a just – and I'm guilty of this. I think the NFL media at large is becoming more and more guilty of this. And the truth of the matter is, at this point in the process, I just don't think we know. But there's people just assuming – that the Titans are just not taking either one of these quarterbacks. Like, there's just, the Titans aren't going to do it. So they're going to try to trade out of there. Or, you know, the Giants could move up with the Titans to take Cam Ward if they really want to get Cam Ward. So it's all good. It's like, well, what if the Titans really like Cam Ward? Like, I think a lot of Titans fans, I think even me to a certain degree, have kind of like moved past the idea of them drafting one of these quarterbacks. And I don't know, there's just almost – it feels like to me there's almost too much of an assumption that they're not going to do it, that it makes me wonder, hey, are they getting ready to sit here and draft one of these quarterbacks?
Yeah, that's a fair point. I mean, the tea leaves seem to add up to that they're trading out. But if you're the Titans and that's your intent right now, could it still not change if free agency is a total dud? Like, if your intent is not to draft one of them because you have someone in mind, don't get that someone, don't get plan B, then does that possibly come back around? Okay, well then, I'm not saying I like that mindset.
I don't really love that, if that's the way they're thinking. You know, Willie and I and D-Mace all got into this big conviction argument a couple of weeks ago. Like, I need you to be convicted with your quarterback pick if you're making it. I don't know that the idea of, well, we didn't get our guy in free agency that we wanted at quarterback, so I guess we'll take one of these guys. I don't know if that excites me all that much.
I
hear you. Like that, I can't discount that being a possibility of happening.
If that's how you say it, I agree. Well, I guess we'll take one. If it's like, man, it's so close, love Cam, but I just think Travis Hunter's a little bit better pick. I agonize it, but we'll go with Travis. And instead it's like, well, we do love Cam Ward. and we don't have a quarterback.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, how is it like, nah, these quarterbacks, and then it's like, well, okay, fine, we'll take a freaking quarterback. No, then don't do that.
Right.
Do not do that.
But what you just said is exactly why I think there's way too much assuming going on here. They don't have a quarterback. And when you don't have one, like this idea that, they're not taking either one of these guys. It's like, well, I don't know. Maybe not. Like, if you're doing your job properly and you don't love them, then you shouldn't take one of these guys. But just when, Kuharsky did that piece a couple of weeks ago about, like, how often does a team who is quarterback needy that's got the number one overall pick not take the quarterback? It doesn't happen very often. That doesn't mean you just do it. But I'm just saying, like, it feels like everybody has just moved past the idea of them taking a quarterback. And that makes me wonder if that's going
to
happen or not.
I think it's a very fair thing to bring up. Absolutely. So, obviously, it's simplified if someone really wants to move up and they trade down, and there you go. But, yeah, I don't know. I'd love to know just on their big board where those guys are, you know? Like, is it Hunter, Carter, and who knows? Maybe it's somebody different. Maybe, no. I mean, I don't know. Crazy things happen in the draft, too. You know, Tyler Warren, third on your draft board. I don't know. I mean, that's not the – we all think that these media-generated big boards and everything are reality for the NFL. It's based on reporting. But, you know, some teams have very different big boards from other teams.
Well, I would love to know – like, I would love to go through an exercise that we'll never be able to go through because it'll never happen. But, like, I would love to see every team around the league's big board at the end of the draft and compare it with where the quarterbacks actually end up going in the draft, right? Like, you know, when Buffalo drafted Josh Allen, was he the number one guy on their big board when that pick came around? Or did they look at it and say, well, we need a quarterback, so let's just take the quarterback?
Right.
Like, I would love to know how that breaks down throughout the league.
Yeah.
And we'll never know that, obviously.
But. And I think over time, that position would absolutely be by far the most overdrafted position, of course.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, which teams – and that's the thing. If that's the case, well, it worked out all right for them, you know? Like the Ravens when they took Lamar Jackson, I tend to feel like where that happened –
he's probably pretty high.
He probably was pretty high, you know, on the big board.
Yeah.
But talk about a stroke of luck.
Yeah.
My goodness.
32 is where they got him.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, is Cam Ward – is somebody so desperate for a quarterback that Cam Ward might end up being like eighth on your big board, but you take him anyway because he's the quarterback? Like, I do think – I mean, there's a quarterback tax in every other aspect of football. Like, I have to think it applies to the draft as well.
Oh, no question.
With some teams.
No question. Yeah. And so that's the thing. It's like there's a difference within the, okay, we'll take the quarterback. If it's you're just settling because of the need, you're screwed. If it's so close and you actually really, really like the prospect, it's just, you know, basically between that prospect and another player that you like a little bit better. I don't have nearly as much problem taking the quarterback in that scenario.
615-737-1025 is our phone number. Weekend winners coming up next. A doubleheader for the Preds this weekend. Vanderbilt, Tennessee in action. We'll get into that. And a couple individual selections as well. We'll see if Keyser picks another soccer game in a draw. We'll see how that goes. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game.
It's time to pick some winners. We hope. Robbie and Rex Road have weekend winners for you.
On ESPN.
1025 The Game and the Game Nashville app.
It is time for weekend winners here on the program.
Finally.
Avoiding a little panic in there. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rexroad, Nick Keys are here with you. Our first week of weekend winners last week, and let me tell you, you guys may have got me at Pigskin Pick'em, which I guess we need to go eat at some point. But you're screwed in weekend winners.
Yeah,
I'm coming back with a vengeance. I'm in first place, 4-2, 1-0 in my locks, 5 points. Rex Road, 3-3, also got his lock, good for 4 points. Nick Keyser, 3-3, did not get his lock, good for 3 points.
Last place.
Reed didn't weep.
How's it feel?
I'm in first place after 1 week of the competition that lasts for
last week's a wash. I just want to forget it. I really just want to leave it alone. Okay. No. I don't want to touch it. Just leave it alone.
I was going to go through all your picks. Okay.
Nah, that's okay.
Wrong picks.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm going to kick us off because, you know, I'm in first place. The Predators taking on the New York Islanders tomorrow. Game number one of a doubleheader. They're in Long Island tomorrow. They're taking on the Rangers on Sunday. I'll begin with a game against the Islanders straight up, giving the New York Islanders to win this game. Nice win for the Preds last night. I think they fall. The defense I just don't trust right now. And that was probably with Roman Josi, even without Roman Josi, which I would be surprised at this point if he's playing on this road trip. I think the Islanders will be able to score in this game. So give me the Islanders over the Predators tomorrow night. Joe Rexroad, who you got?
Same. Yeah, that the win over the Jets was actually almost too predictable, but going back to losing is also somewhat predictable.
And by the way, I said tomorrow night. It's not tomorrow night. It's 11:30 tomorrow. I have your pregame at 10:30, so make sure you tune into that.
Fine.
Nick Kieser, Islanders and Predators, who you got?
It's another back-to-back. I think they started off with a win, though.
There you go. Going with the Preds. That would be two in a row for the Preds if they're able to get it. Joe, a big one coming up this weekend. Alabama and Tennessee in Knoxville. This game has implications potentially for number one seeding across the NCAA tournament here. We begin with you, Rex Road. Who you have between Alabama and Tennessee?
Tennessee and Megan my lock.
Woo!
They match up well with Alabama. They have not matched up as well. Like this year, the new Kentucky is giving them all kinds of problems.
Guaranteed.
But they match up well. I think at home that they're going to get this done. And they are going to be right there for a number one seed.
Nick on a 30-second delay in this segment. What's going on in there?
I was trying to find a clean pocket, but yeah, I had to move around a few things.
Okay, I'm just checking. Keezer, Tennessee and Alabama, who you got?
I'm going to go – I was trying to think about this one during the break a little bit more, but I'm going to go with Tennessee, and I'm going to also make this my lock as well.
Yeah!
Tried to think about making the Vols my lock last week, but didn't do it, so.
Joe, I'm planning on watching this game, so you know what that means.
Oh, boy. It's March.
Tennessee screwed. Alabama wins in this game. They get a big win on the road. I will blame myself, and then will not watch until tournament time.
Okay. Right.
But I think Alabama's going to win. I've had the feeling all week that Alabama wins on the road. Nick Kieser, Missouri and Vanderbilt tomorrow. And another big one for Vanderbilt. They've had two huge wins for them in a row. Who you got in this one?
They do, but I think they come to a halt this weekend. I think that they will lose to the Tigers.
Going with Missouri in this matchup. Joe, I will also take Missouri in this matchup against Vanderbilt. Who you got between Vandy and Mizzou?
See, now I feel like I want to change because I also have Missouri, but I'll stick with it. Missouri is really good. Vanderbilt, I think, punched their ticket with the win at Texas A&M this week, and they're really tough at home. This is going to be a fun one, but Missouri is really good. And this is also – this could be a – SEC coach of the year off between Mark Byington and Dennis Gates.
The Nashville Predators closing out the weekend with a trip to Madison Square Garden to take on Peter Laviolette and the New York Rangers. I'll start on this one. This is an interesting race in the Eastern Conference here. There's a whole bunch of teams that are just kind of jumbled right there together. It's pretty wide open in the Eastern Conference. The Rangers are 4 points out of a playoff spot right now. They need it. I think they get it. Give me the Rangers in this matchup against the Predators. Joe Rexroad, who you got between the Preds and Rangers?
Same. New York state of mind. Preds swept out of the weekend in New York.
Nick Kieser, New York Rangers, Nashville Predators coming up on Sunday.
I mean, I don't want to be like the rest of the show, but I do think they will lose against the Rangers. They have been a roller coaster this year, but I don't think the Preds come out of the weekend with a win.
They have certainly been a roller coaster. There's no doubt about that. Joe Rexroad, your first individual selection.
All right. Those squirrely Detroit Pistons, winners of eight in a row, just blew out the Celtics. Got the Nuggets at home, and the Pistons are -1.5. So at first I actually was going to, like, man, that's – I mean, they're going to fall hard at some point, right? But you know what? Give me the Pistons. -1.5 at home against the Nuggets. They are absolutely rolling.
That line, not surprising. Is Jokic playing?
No, it is surprising. And it's surprising I would give points.
Yeah,
I'm going to do it. It's early.
I like it. Give me the Minnesota Wild +1.5 against the Colorado Avalanche. Colorado is trying to figure some stuff out right now. They've gotten Nichushkin back in the lineup, and they're way better when he's in the lineup. It kind of woke Casey Mittelstadt up the other night. But I still think John Hines got a little scrap in him right now. I'll take the Wild plus the 1.5 against the Avalanche. Nick Kieser, your first individual selection.
Well, I had that game too, but I would like to do something different, Robbie. So let me pick a different game real quick. I mean, it is a pretty but I have the same pick. I want to change it up a little bit. We've got the Stadium Series this weekend. So I don't know the line because I already got rid of my page.
1.5.
Okay, well, I'm going to go with the Red Wings this weekend. They lost last night, but I think they bounce back this weekend at the Ohio State Stadium.
Red Wings minus 1.5 in that game. So the Red Wings the favorite in the Stadium Series. I'm interested, apparently, like 90,000 people are going to be at that one in Columbus. So there you go.
That'll be quite a spectacle.
Rex Road, your final individual selection.
So I'm going to, off that Celtics-Pistons blowout, huge game tonight. Cavs at Celtics. This is, you know, potentially an Eastern Conference final preview. And I think the Celtics, having been embarrassed in Detroit, are going to roar back and win this one. They are -2.5. Give me the Celtics -2.5.
Going with Boston -2.5 against Cleveland. Nick Kieser, your final individual selection?
Oh, I threw away my paper. No, I'm just kidding.
That would not at all surprise me.
This weekend, I'm not going with another soccer game, but I'm trying to think of what.
What are you going with?
Yeah, I did throw it away. I'm just trying to kill time.
He was kidding.
Yeah.
He wasn't kidding.
Well, when I heard. Yeah, never mind. I had a brain fart when I was making my picks, and yes, I threw it away. But. Oh, I do remember what I wrote down. Okay,
that's good.
I got it. Sorry. Sorry. There's a lot going on back here today.
What did you pick?
The Memphis Grizzlies taking down the New York Knicks this weekend. And, yes, that is a game that's happening. I remember it.
Is there a line?
It's minus 1.5. Because my pick is the exact opposite.
Oh.
So Grizzlies are -4?
Grizzlies are -4. Give me the Knicks plus the 4 against the Grizzlies.
Okay.
And make it my lock.
Whoa.
I'm locking down. A little concerning that, you know, I have to assume Kieser, before he chucked his paper in the trash, actually picked this game, but we had the same individual picks.
I did.
Same games.
My
same
intern's
games.
Back here. Yeah, he pick. Knows I wrote it down. I promise.
Kieser just giving up on the segment.
Man. That was
one week. He's in segment. Last place 1 week in the competition, and he just folds it in.
Yeah. Tell you a little bit of, yeah, you got to handle that adversity, man.
I think I need my pizza to fuel me up a little bit.
Oh, wow. That's a fair point.
Yeah, I'm probably going to make that happen. 615-737-1025, our phone number. We will wrap up the show coming up next, and we'll get into a smorgasbord of topics heading into the weekend. We will get into Tennessee, Alabama. Big one coming up this weekend. We'll get into some Preds thoughts I have as we are now officially, Joe, 1 week away from the NHL trading deadline, and more news from the NFL Combine as well. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063 the game. Robbie and Rex Row brought to you by First Horizon, Big Bank Muscle, Small Bank Hustle. Visit firsthorizon.com/get it all. We are live from our Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership where the buzz is always about great service.
So we had the, you know, Vrabel tweets out the picture with Kaharski crashing his little bar, you know, fest last night. And I tweeted out, you know, turd in the punch bowl. I responded to Vrabel, and then Karski responded, O-H-I-O. That was pretty good.
Pretty good.
My Big Orange Mac has weighed in. Well, Vrabel asked the question, right? Vrabel asked the question of which one of these guys asked a lot of annoying questions of the Vrabel fan club, including Karski. Big Orange Mac says, that carpet bagging bleep in the middle? Well done, Big Orange Mac. Way to weigh in. Got to have him on at some point.
Friend of the show.
Man, we're going to have Big Orange Mac on for, like, his does he care enough rule? About hoops to, like, have him on, like, before the NCAA tournament or something like that?
Maybe, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, he's a football guy.
Yeah.
But he loves Tennessee sports, right?
Sure.
I mean, you get into hoops, finally, once we get to the calendar flipping tomorrow.
About third or fourth round of the tournament, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, there you go. If they get to the Sweet 16, I guess.
That's when I really start to get into it. Speaking of that. Big one tomorrow, Alabama and Tennessee. What do you make of the matchup? How big is this game as it relates to the one seed line, what that could look like moving forward for both teams, and how do you view this matchup in Knoxville?
Yeah, it's big for the ones that's their, you know, it's their one meeting. Obviously, anybody could meet anybody in Nashville next week, so that could obviously impact all this, but it's the one known meeting between Alabama and Tennessee, and it's not like head-to-head is, you know, I mean, it's not like head-to-head these teams are playing each other and then whoever wins gets the seed, but right now on my seeding, I have Alabama fourth. I have Tennessee sixth because I have Houston moving ahead of Tennessee. Now, Houston is a real threat here for a one seed and the way they're playing. They are dominating the Big 12. They just won the league going away. So, you know, that's a huge factor to keep in mind here. I think Auburn and Duke are locked in. But, you know, Florida just lost to Georgia. And Florida's non-league is very underwhelming compared to these teams. So, Alabama, Florida, Tennessee, at least one of those teams are going to get a one seed. And if Tennessee beats Alabama, then to me, I move them ahead of Alabama. You look at their resume, they're very, very close at any angle you want to look. So a Tennessee win to me inches them past Alabama, and they're right there. It might move Houston into a one at the moment, but yeah, they're right there. So if you're Tennessee, you're a Tennessee fan, you're rooting against Houston, you're rooting against Florida and Alabama, and obviously you're rooting for your own team, and the first number one seed in school history could be possible here.
The NHL trading deadline, 1 week from today. We'll see if there's some movement that starts for the Predators this weekend. I mean, I asked Gus Nyquist after the game last night, you know, who has been traded the deadlines a couple times before. You know, this is a big week. I have a feeling you might be on the move. So he's basically like, I get it. It's a business. We'll see what happens here. But, like, I would expect he's probably going to be on the move. We'll see what happens with Michael McCarron, you know, Luke Shen, those type guys. The interesting one to me that I don't think is overly interesting right now that I think about it, but I do wonder if somebody approaches Barry Trotz with a significant offer, what he would do. Ryan O'Reilly. Like, is there somebody out there that's desperate enough for Ryan O'Reilly where they make it interesting with an offer to Barry Trotz? I can tell you, Ryan O'Reilly doesn't want to go anywhere. And Barry Trotz has talked about him basically being treated as if he has a no-movement clause, even though he doesn't. So the likelihood is that Ryan O'Reilly is going to be here through the through the trade deadline. He will be on the team next year, and then you get to kind of see from there. But the one thing that you can never say never in this business, and I wonder if somebody looks at Ryan O'Reilly and says, we got to have him. He's the piece that we can go win a Stanley Cup with, and we're willing to give up significant assets to go get him.
Yeah, that's interesting. To me, I understand this is not the year to say it, but I think he's an important guy to have in the locker room. And, you know, obviously he's aging. As Barry Trotz said when they acquired him, he's a guy that he sees him, you know, kind of moving down the lineup but still bringing value. And I just think that guy has got the right stuff. And so whatever happens, whatever you change, whatever it looks like next year, if I'm the Preds, I want Ryan O'Reilly a part of it. It's almost not the exact same, but it's kind of how I feel about Harold Landry. If it can work out financially, I don't know why you wouldn't want him around.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how they view that. And in the meantime, can you get significant assets for anybody else? Like, what's Nyquist going to fetch? Fourth round, maybe? Somewhere around there? There are people that are throwing the idea out there, depending on the team and how desperate they get, that a guy like Michael McCarron, like, could you actually end up getting more back for him than you would Nyquist? I think most Predators fans would say, no. And I get that. But, like, the way he plays, big-bodied centerman, wins a lot of face-off, very good penalty killer. Sometimes people overpay for those guys.
And that's exactly what is needed.
Right.
For the particular, you know, the team in question.
So, I mean, he's obviously pretty inexpensive. Sissons. Does, like, somebody have interest in Sissons? Elliot Friedman.
We talk about Sissons, like, every year.
We do.
Whenever they're selling.
Elliot Friedman was on with DVD yesterday and brings up an interesting point that I think does affect the Predators. There are a lot of centermen available at the deadline. Now, not a lot of great centermen available at the deadline, but a lot of centermen, you know, your Braden Shens of the world. Like, there's a pecking order that the Predators, it probably takes a minute to get down to some of their guys. And I'm interested to see how that affects the potential price at the deadline.
So Big Sexy may be moving on, huh?
We'll see. I mean, what's the reaction going to be if they don't do much of anything at the deadline? Like, it's just Nyquist.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
May not be able to do much more.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't think the reaction should be, like, anger.
Yeah. We'll just see how things play out there.
But something's going to happen. I mean, something is going to happen. If Nyquist is on this team after next week, I'll be stunned.
Yeah, I will be stunned. Joe, your final thoughts on an unfortunate time for you where your favorite week of the year is wrapping up with the NFL Combine. It's been fun. It's been a lot of fun to visit through that this week, to react to some of the headlines. And here we are, the end of the week here.
Hey, we'll be back on Monday. We'll have more testing to talk about. We'll have more people talking about things to talk about. So don't worry. We're not done with our Combine
potentially
content.
More confrontations in coffee shops.
Let's hope. You know, I don't know if they're done. They're probably done, right? Yeah.
I believe they're done.
Yeah. So Warden Sanders, what will be the prevailing takeaways from them? Yeah. And by the way, it's just have a little bit of – give a crap about your media, NFL. How many people wanted to be both things? What are we doing here? You're just going to try to treat everything like we don't know the score of who's possibly getting drafted? That's pretty silly.
We'll see what happens.
The NFL does a lot of things that I find silly.
They do. That does it for us today. Hope everybody has a great weekend. We'll be back Monday morning, 6 a.m. Jason Big Joe up next. You're listening to 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.